Importance of specimen collection and transport. Clinical and surveillance specimens are submitted to the clinical laboratory for quick and accurate detection of significant microbes that may be involved in an infectious disease process. Laboratory specialties for detection of clinically important and disease-causing microbes, pathogens, include microbiology, virology, parasitology, mycology, fungi, mycobacteriology, surgical pathology, and molecular diagnostics. Specimen collection and transport to the laboratory is an essential part of the culture and identification process. Improperly selected, collected, or transported specimens can generate misleading data that may result in inappropriate patient management. For example, if a urine sample is left out for too long, the culture will show evidence of an infection that isn't actually present. As such, some laboratories require the use of a preservative if the sample is not sent within 2 hours. Improper specimen collection and transport is a common reason for a laboratory to reject a specimen. General guidelines for specimen collection. In general, all specimens should be collected aseptically and placed in a sterile container. In some cases, specimens may be placed directly into culture media. Example, blood cultures, genital cultures. With recognition that specific procedures will be institution and test dependent, there are a handful of general guidelines that may be useful to remember with regard to specimen collection. Collect the material from the site in which the etiologic agent will most likely be found. Collect the specimen at the optimum time. Example, early morning sputum for acid fast bacillus, AFB. Obtain cultures prior to administration of antibiotics whenever possible. Collect an adequate volume of material. Inadequate amounts of specimen may yield false negative results. Collect the specimen in a manner that minimizes or eliminates contamination from indigenous flora as much as possible to ensure that the sample will be representative of the infected site. Use appropriate collection devices, transport media, and sterile, leak-proof containers. Clearly label the specimen, including specific information regarding the site of collection. Example, urine obtained from a clean catch specimen, in and out catheter, or indwelling urinary catheter, and complete the ordering process. Identify the specimen source and slash or specific site correctly so that proper processing methods and culture media will be selected by the laboratory personnel. If the specimen is collected through intact skin, cleanse the skin first with 70% alcohol and iodine solution. Example, povidone iodine, or a chlorhexidine/alcohol combination. If iodine is used, remove excess after the specimen has been collected. Provide clear instructions to patients if they are collecting their own specimen. Example, clean catch, urine, or stool, in order to obtain the best quality specimen and allay their fears. Deliver the specimen promptly to the laboratory. Delay in transport may compromise the specimen. As with all patient contact episodes, consistent attention must be given to hand hygiene and use of appropriate personal protective equipment. Use appropriate safety devices to minimize the risk of accidental needle sticks, cuts, or punctures. It is advisable to make sure the user is knowledgeable about how the safety device works prior to its use. Urine collection methods. For any method of sample collection, there are specific procedures that must be followed. However, there are several different methods for collecting a urine sample that may be useful to know. Clean catch. Clean catch midstream techniques can produce a reputable specimen when obtained correctly and with care. As it is not uncommon for urine in healthy individuals to have low counts of bacteria, when possible, urine specimens should be collected as a midstream sample. All samples, regardless of method of collection, should be placed in a sterile collection container. Sample from intermittent straight catheterization kit. Obtaining a specimen directly from the bladder by an invasive technique occasionally may be necessary if contamination cannot be avoided, the patient is unable to cooperate, or in some research settings. Insertion of an indwelling urinary catheter to obtain urine specimens is unwarranted. Intermittent straight catheterization kits are available for this purpose. Sample from patients with indwelling urinary catheters. In patients with indwelling urinary catheters, urine for culture should be collected from the sampling port using a septic technique. Specimens should not be obtained from the urinary drainage bag, nor should the specimen be obtained by disconnecting the catheter from the drainage tubing. Urinary catheter tips should not be cultured and are not acceptable for the diagnosis of a UTI. Other methods. In infants and young children, special collection devices, We bags or bladder catheterization and slash or aspiration can be used to collect an appropriate urine specimen. Leg bags and wee bags in adults are inappropriate methods of collecting urine specimens. Considerations for specimens used in bacterial slash fungal cultures. No single laboratory test is available that permits isolation of all possible pathogens. Clinical information, such as tentative diagnosis and suspected type of infection, aids in the selection of the proper media and incubation conditions for the isolation of the suspected pathogens. The specimen type will determine other culture requirements for the suspected pathogen, S, as outlined in the facility's laboratory protocol. In order for a specimen for culture to be valid, there are a few important concepts to remember. Specimens for bacterial and fungal culture must be collected prior to initiation of antimicrobial therapy. This will ensure that organisms present in the specimen are viable for growth in culture. A culture result can accurately depict the infectious process only if the specimen is adequate. Laboratory collection manuals provide specific specimen collection directions to ensure an optimal specimen. A sufficient quantity of specimen must be submitted to ensure that all of the requested tests can be performed. The process of splitting a specimen for multiple tests must be done in a way that does not contaminate or compromise the specimen prior to setting up cultures. Rules from clinical laboratories. As is the case with specimen collection, specimen transportation, handling, and storage methods should be in accordance with the rules and procedures set out by the clinical laboratories. Special handling techniques may be necessary for some specimens, such as those for anaerobic culture. Generally speaking, prompt delivery to the laboratory is essential to prevent the death of pathogenic organisms and slash or the overgrowth of commensal organisms. If transport is delayed, some specimens may be refrigerated, example, urine, stool, sputum, whereas others should be maintained at room temperature. Many of the rules and guidelines associated with one process, collection, transportation, handling, or storage, logically apply to the others. For example, if a sample must be kept below a certain temperature following collection, those temperature guidelines are likely to apply through the rest of the transportation, handling, and storage processes. Using sterile equipment for collection logically means that the sample must be protected from contamination during transportation. Transportation guidelines. General guidelines to follow with regard to transportation to both internal or external laboratories include the following. All specimens must be promptly transported to the laboratory, preferably within 2 hours of collection. Delays and/or exposure to extreme temperatures compromise the test results. Specimens should be transported in a container designed to ensure survival of suspected agents. Never refrigerate spinal fluid or genital, eye, or internal ear specimens because these samples may contain microorganisms sensitive to temperature extremes. Materials for transport must be labeled properly, packaged, and protected during transport. A transport medium can be used to preserve the viability of microorganisms in clinical samples. Example, Stewart, Ames, and Carey Blair transport media. Use leak-proof specimen containers and transport them in sealable, leak-proof plastic bags. Never transport syringes with needles attached. Laboratories must have enforceable criteria for rejection of unsuitable specimens. As evidenced by the guidelines above, the quality of packaging is crucial. Because of the danger posed by some of these specimens, stringent regulations apply.